The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. I hope you're recovering from the holidays and have the baby Jesus in your heart. It's very sweet to meditate with him. Well, I got an unusual message today. First of all, I wanted to share with you that we had Terry McAlmon on, and the Lord was in a mood for dancing, and I saw him dancing with his brides. And I was one of them. It was so precious and so sweet. And afterwards, when I came to prayer, I said, oh, that I could dwell in your holy embrace all the time, Lord, soaking up the joy of your divinity and sharing in your sorrows as well. He replied, this you are already doing and can do even more, my beloved. And I sense that there's some truth to this, although it's not anywhere near as much as I want. So I answered him, Lord, please lead me and guide me into the still place with you in your heart. And as I went through the accumulation of things we were organizing, the last two messages were about organizing, I realized what an incredible burden possessions are. Even my animals, who I love dearly, they have to be fed, they have to go to the vet, they have to be taken care of, they have to be combed, they have to be let in and let out, because we don't have a doggy door. I have to get out of my bunk and let them in and out when they need to go. And they bring so much joy and laughter, but they're also a lot of work. And I sometimes wonder what life would be like in a hermitage without even one distraction or extraneous object. The Lord answered my thought. He said, you're getting the point. Jesus began, you are seeing why less is more in this lifestyle. Yes, there are things you can part with or keep stored away until they are needed, such as art supplies. But there are other things you do not really use that can be given away. My bride, be cognizant of this when you go about cleaning this evening. I will quicken things to you. If you listen very carefully, you will hear me. Part of the issue is security and thinking you may need something at a future time, and even the false sense of well-being that comes with possessions. You have seen how truly unnecessary most possessions can be. So be brave, Claire, and give them away. Yes, I can see some things I need to give away. Good, get rid of them. You will feel so much better stripped down. I know you have done this many times in your life as seasons change. And now is a time of change. Then he changed the subject and said, I want to address your enemies. And he's speaking directly to you, my dear friends who were enemies and trying to destroy us. Here he wants to say something to you. Jesus began, I have watched and listened to your ceremonies and curses. And I ask you a question. What reward have you gotten for all of your efforts to destroy my work on this mountain? What have you gained? From my perspective, I will tell you what I have gained. You have trained my people in endurance, long-suffering, charity, and perseverance. You have helped them learn to love you and forgive you for the curses I allowed to land. Be thankful that I did not allow all your curses to land, because there is a price you will pay for every curse. And had you succeeded in all you wanted to do, that price would be more than you could bear. So you see, it is not only for their good that I hold back your curses, but it is for your own good that I hold them back. What have they done to you? Speaking about us, he's speaking about us here. What have they done to you? Have they stolen, killed, or destroyed your property? Have they cursed your relationships and tried to put an end to your income? Have they wished you would die and cursed your health? No, they've done nothing of the sort. Rather, they have prayed blessings on you with the hope that you will stop your own undoing. Everything I have allowed you to do to them, they have risen higher and higher because of it, learning unconditional love and even sincere caring with many prayers and tears for your personal destinies. So you see, you've gained nothing and you've lost much. In fact, you have lost much more than you know. Have things been difficult for you lately? Have you had mechanical breakdowns and unexpected difficulties that kept you from what you had planned to do? Have you become ill, failed at business, and even lost loved ones? Count your losses blessed, because I could have allowed much worse in your lives, but because of their prayers for you, I had mercy. What are you doing with your lives? Let me tell you, you have dug a very deep pit for my people, but fallen into it yourself. Plans you made against them have backfired on you, and now you have a mess to clean up in your lives. In the meantime, their peace and prosperity increases, along with their ability to withstand evil. Your boss should be very angry, because he's building virtue in my people. I do not say these things to you out of spite. I say this to ask you to look at your own personal lives and reassess your gains for all your fasting and doings against my kingdom. See that you have indeed incurred many serious losses and setbacks. I allow these things to get your attention so you will turn back from your evil designs, repent for wrongdoing, and come to me for forgiveness. Yes, I still hold out hope for you. I still pray for you and inspire my people to pray for you. You have many gifts, but have used them for evil, many times as retaliation for what others have done to you. I teach my people to bless those who persecute them, not to become mired in hatred, growing bigger and deeper every day until it deprives them of their health and happiness. But you are taught by the master liar to suck up hatred, bitterness, and retaliation. You are taught to grow in hatred until it consumes you and rules your very life, alienates you from others, and all the decisions you make lead you deeper and darker into the hole you dug for others. Consumed by these things, you have no true peace or happiness, only vitriol, hatred, and plotting to hurt and destroy the innocent. I have much pity for you. That is why I am sending you this message. You have been duped. Satan has concocted theater for you to convince you of rewards that are waiting for you. They do not exist. I have chained him, and he has nothing but torment to give you. No kingdom, no palace, no riches, nothing. Nothing but eternal torment where your so-called friendly demons will torch the skin on your body until it curls up and falls into ashes, only to have new skin grow back over these painful burns and do it all over again. Not for an hour, not for a day, or a year, or hundreds of years, but for eternity, never ending. Is this really what you want for yourself and your coven? I have taken many to hell to observe what it is really like. And if you have the courage to hear the accounts, I suggest you listen to Mary Baxter in the next video and get a tour through your kingdom and palace, your rewards for all the iniquity you've begotten. And I have a word for you. I am the Almighty God who created you and Lucifer, who was once glorious and beautiful, but now appears as his sins have formed him. I created you out of love, but evil has turned your hearts to wickedness. Whether it was done by man or in response to curses laid upon your family, oh yes, others were misguided and cursed you into the pitiful state you were in. I have also the power to rescue you from this fate, to turn your life to joy, to protect you from your coven and Satan, so that you may live a good life and have eternal life with me in heaven. I offer you the gift of repentance and the kingdom of heaven if you will repent of your evil ways. I will protect you and turn your life from hatred to joy, from bitterness to sweetness, from failure to success. All this I will do because I love you, and I did not create hell for you, but for your master and his demons.